I was saying a few days ago in one of the other Mahatma minutes that there are five processes of devotional service that we should do every day, and one of them is deity worship. And I also mentioned that if you go to the temple, then you're engaging in all those five processes. So then you may question, well, if I go to the temple but I don't engage in deity worship directly, am I engaged in deity worship? And the answer is yes. By attending the arti, by viewing the deities, that's also deity worship. By attending the kirtan in front of the deities, that's also deity worship. So if you're not able to do that on a regular basis, if you're not going to the temple regularly, then we should have deities at home. When devotees who lived near the temple had deities at home, Prabhupada really didn't like that because he felt that their energy should be engaged in worshiping the deity at the temple. But especially in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says deity worship is for householders, meaning they're not living near a temple, or they're not able to engage in deity worship at the temple. In India, for example, women aren't allowed to engage directly in deity worship. So in that case, either you can't directly engage for various reasons, you don't live near the temple. You should have some form of deity worship at home, even if it's just a picture of the deities, where you offer your food and offer some incense and a flower every day and offer a prayer. Something, because it's very important to develop this relationship with your personal deity. Now, if you live near a temple, you visit every day, that becomes your personal deity and you become attached to that deity. But of course, I'm not saying if you go to the temple, you can't have your own deities. But the main point is that some form of deity worship can be there. When devotees were traveling and they asked Prabhupada about deity worship, he said, you can put the Bhagavatam on your altar. Some altars, you can put, devotees have the holy name and they worship the holy name. Of course, holy name is the main process in this age, but deity worship helps us in our chanting. So although it's not absolutely necessary, still some connection with the deity, even a deity in your mind, you can worship in your mind. It'll make a difference in your Krishna consciousness.